In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you. Well, it's Friday afternoon, March the 28th, and on Fridays, as often as we can, we like to do a little, it's a review of Issues Etc.'s last week, and we do it in the form of a little game that we like to play with our listeners. It does require our listeners' participation. We can't play this one by ourselves. We call it Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We listen for them in the course of the last broadcast week. We jot down a little note. We pull them together, and then on Fridays, we play them for you. You listen, and then you vote. Your vote decides which of these soundbites is going to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, the added incentive is that the listener with the best vote for Soundbite of the Week will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. The only way to get that, besides coming and visiting us in the studio, is to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and have the best vote on a Friday afternoon. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon, March the 28th, 1-877-623-6943. You can vote via email. We'll get them right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you listen. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or go to our Facebook fan page where we have left space for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. And those who vote by phone get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. The first soundbite this week comes from former President Jimmy Carter being interviewed by NBC's Andrea Mitchell, answering questions about how Christianity has hurt women.
Why did you choose this time to focus on women and the way women are victimized around the world?
For the last 3 years, we've been concentrating on the relationship between religion on the one hand and the abuse of women and girls on the other. The existing abuse of females is the worst and most pervasive and unaddressed human rights violation on earth. That is really derived, I would say indirectly, from the fact that religious leaders say that women are inferior in the eyes of God, which is a false interpretation of the Holy Scriptures. But when they see that the Pope and the Southern Baptist Convention and others say that women can't serve as priests and so forth equally with men, they say, well, you know, I'll treat my wife the way I want to because she's inferior to me.
You and Rosalynn Carter actually left your own congregation, or part of the Southern Baptist congregation, because of the way your church was treating women.
The convention decided in its annual meeting to require that women be subservient to their husbands, and that women could no longer serve as a pastor or priest or even as a deacon. Those kind of things really convinced me that I should change.
That's soundbite number one. Andrea Mitchell of NBC interviewing former President Jimmy Carter on why he thinks Christianity harms women. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, call us and give us a vote for that one. And you can vote for ones you disagree with. You can vote for ones you agree with. You can vote for ones, well, for whatever reason you want. 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number two comes from Adele Keim of the Beckett Fund, answering the question, is the Hobby Lobby case before the Supreme Court about women's rights?
You know what? That spin really makes me laugh. I heard Planned Parenthood's president make that kind of remark at the scrum after the argument, and I just shook my head. I was in the courtroom, and I don't know what she's talking about. the two family-owned businesses in this case are half-owned by women. Barbara Green founded Hobby Lobby with her husband, David Green, in their garage. And she's the one who stepped up to the microphone yesterday, and she explained to America the way that the contraceptive mandate imposes a burden on her religious beliefs, and on the religious beliefs of her daughter, and on the religious beliefs, frankly, of millions of other American women who say, fine, contraceptives, buy them if you want to, but if your contraceptives cause abortions, don't make me pay for them. So this is not an issue of men versus women. This is an issue of conscience. And you know what? When we were in the courtroom yesterday, it's clear that that's the way the justices understood it as well. There was no talk about fundamental equality between men and women. That just wasn't an issue. The only time women's rights came up, it's in the small r rights of the right that was created 2 years ago by Congress in the ACA to get some of these contraceptives for free. That's the only time women's rights came up. The rest of the focus was on religious liberty, the rights of conscience, whether pro-life doctors have the ability to say, no, I'm not going to perform an abortion, or whether the government can steamroll their conscience rights and make them do so if it wants to. That's what was at issue yesterday.
That's soundbite number two, Adele Keim of the Beckett Fund, answering the question, is Hobby Lobby, is that case about women's rights? Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Professor Jeffrey Pulse. And he's talking here about the garment motif in Scripture and where it leads.
Notice how often garments are used. I mean, how does Jacob deceive his father to get the birthright from Esau, his clothes? And then we get the brothers now deceiving Jacob, and they do it by using Joseph's cloak. Even more irony is when we go to chapter 38, the Judah and Tamar story, Judah, who has now deceived his father, who deceived his father, Judah is deceived by Tamar, who changes her widow garments for the garments of a temple prostitute. Again, a clothing is used to deceive. It begins in Genesis, where Adam and Eve tried to hide their sins behind fig leaves. But it's really about shame and sin, and they're trying to hide their sin with garments, albeit of fig leaves. And God says, nope, that's not good enough. And he slays an animal. They wear animal skins. Blood is shed. If you follow that motif through Scripture, you know, you get all Isaiah. All the time you try to clothe yourself with your deeds, hide your sins by your deeds, but they're filthy rags. And then he says, but there is one who will clothe you in garments of salvation and robes of righteousness, which is where this motif goes, of course, through Christ. His garment was stripped off in order to reveal, not to deceive, but to reveal our sins on the cross.
That's soundbite number three on this Friday afternoon. Professor Jeffrey Pulse, the garment motif in Scripture pointing to Christ. Here comes soundbite number four. Get ready to vote. This one comes from Dr. Albert Mohler, our conversation with him, answering the question, how should Christians think about the death of Fred Phelps?
Well, I think this is a graphic reminder to us of what's at stake every time we speak on behalf of Christ or claim to speak of the gospel. In the case of Fred Phelps, we're looking at an undiluted preacher of hatred, and he reveled in that hatred, and he did inestimable damage to the gospel and to the reputation of the Christian church. He made our job in terms of Christian truth-telling, in telling the truth about sin and the truth about the gospel, infinitely more difficult. And the worst part of it all is that he never actually ever told anyone in terms of these public protests and his public pronouncements how to find forgiveness of sins and life everlasting in Jesus Christ. The good news of the gospel was just absent. And it's hard to imagine a heresy any worse than the heresy of denying the gospel.
That soundbite number four, the last soundbite we're going to play for you on this Friday afternoon, March the 28th. It's time to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You have heard them. Now it's time for you to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. This break is a great time to call and vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-MYIE. Vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address @issuesetc, or go and vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We'll be right back with your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week.
Christological. My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Christianity has so much influence our culture that we take it for granted and think it was always that way.
Dr. Alvin Schmidt talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
And if you move into one of the Mideastern countries where primarily the theology of Islam operates, you can see the influence of what Christianity has had in our culture. Yet, we tend not really quite to, how shall I say, realize it and appreciate it. And once in a while, we need to be reminded.
You can meet and hear Dr. Alvin Schmidt making the case for Christianity's positive impact on civilization June 13th and 14th at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Live this Friday afternoon, March the 28th. It's time for you to vote. For Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and your opportunity to win the LPR Bundle Package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. That goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback at issuesetc.org. We'll get them right here in real time. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be Soundbite number one, Jimmy Carter, talking about how Christianity harms women, in his opinion? Soundbite number two, Adele Keim of the Beckett Fund, answering the question, is Hobby Lobby the case before the Supreme Court about women's rights? Soundbite number three, Professor Jeffrey Pulse on the garment motif in Scripture that points to Christ. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Albert Mohler, how should Christians think about the death of Fred Phelps? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Let's go to the phones and talk with Mary, who is listening in St. Charles, Missouri. Mary, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you. I would like to vote for the comment number four, Dr. Albert Mohler, on how Christians should think about the death and message of Fred Phelps, which was actually a heresy, he said, of denying the gospel. I thought that was a very interesting comment.
Mary, thank you very much. Thanks for your vote, and thanks for listening in St. Charles. Here's Scott in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I vote for Dr. Pulse's soundbite. I don't recall any time in my life in which the garment motif in Scripture has ever been described to me, but it makes perfect sense. We need to be clothed with Christ's righteousness. The soundbite also reminded me that we see several instances of demoniacs in the New Testament who wore no clothes. What does that confess? Then we see Christ dying on the cross just as naked as the demoniacs he healed. And Paul goes on to say in 2 Corinthians 5, I believe it is, for our sake he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, that so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois. In Indianapolis, Cheryl's on the line. Hi, Cheryl.
Oh, boy. He took my reason for voting for number three, Professor Jeffrey Pulse's statement. So I agree with what the previous caller said.
Cheryl, thank you very much. It sounds like our listeners are thinking along the same lines. Jordan in Bennett, Iowa, says, I'm voting for soundbite number one, Jimmy Carter, on religion and women. I wholeheartedly disagree with the former president, but I think this quote is an excellent example of those on the left, both politically and religiously, tend to be the ones who really tell women how they are to feel on certain issues. Instead of speaking from Scripture, he uses his own fallen reason to lord it over the Scriptures. Then he takes his faulty interpretation, tells women how offended they should be. Dr. Schmidt's segment about this interview was spot on. Sure, there have been some sins committed against Christian men and women over the history of the church, but should we be surprised? We are sinners, after all. And the trend of the church has been toward honoring women, valuing them as the Word of God has taught us. Thank you very much, Jordan, and thanks for listening in Iowa. Pat in Michigan votes for soundbite number four. Forgiveness of sins and the gospel is exactly what sinners need to hear. Pat, thanks for listening in Michigan. There's still time for your vote, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is on marriage. It's a simple book. It's very straightforward. It doesn't pull any punches about what marriage is, what God has given it for. It is thoroughly biblical. It's written by Two Issues Etc. guests, Scott and Julie Stiegemeyer. Find out more about your marriage by God's design. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March at our website, issuesetc.org, or call and order Your Marriage by God's Design from Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Jan says, she votes for soundbite number four because your guest hit the damage this man did to Christianity on the center of the nails. Phelps was the best example of a wolf in sheep's clothing. We do enough damage to the light that Christ wants us to shine, but Phelps put salt in the wound for many people who do not know the freedom that Christ gives us by way of the nails that were driven through him to the cross. We are to be salt and light in the world, so Christ calls us all to do what we can to wipe out the heresy spoken and acted out by Phelps. Thank you very much for your vote, Jan. The winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number four, Dr. Albert Moeller answering the question, how should Christians think about the death of Fred Phelps?
Well, I think this is a graphic reminder to us of what's at stake every time we speak on behalf of Christ or claim to speak of the gospel. In the case of Fred Phelps, we're looking at an undiluted preacher of hatred, and he reveled in that hatred. And he did inestimable damage to the gospel and to the reputation of the Christian church. He made our job in terms of Christian truth-telling, in telling the truth about sin and the truth about the gospel, infinitely more difficult. And the worst part of it all is that he never actually ever told anyone, in terms of these public protests and his public pronouncements, how to find forgiveness of sins and life everlasting in Jesus Christ. The good news of the gospel was just absent, and it's hard to imagine a heresy any worse than the heresy of denying the gospel.
Let's see, that's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number four, Dr. Albert Moeller, how Christians should think about the death of Fred Phelps. The winner of the LPR bundle package on this Friday afternoon, Jordan in Iowa, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who listened and who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, as we head into the weekend, let me remind you that Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We are able to bring you this week's programming because listeners like you support it. Please partner with us by making a tax-deductible gift. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's that address again. Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and as always, thanks for your support. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Bobby Ross Jr. about media coverage of the legal challenge to the Health and Human Services mandate, and we'll discuss Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead with Pastor Tom Baker. There are the bad, the terrible, but the unavoidable examples of people who stand up and purport to speak in the name of the church, Christianity, worse than that, of God and of Christ himself, who understand the nature of the law as it applies to other people, who have picked out a pet sin that they think other people commit with alacrity and are enraged by it. And with nothing but the law, they have nothing but that rage to preach, and certainly nothing of Christ to preach. Christ who kept the law for sinners like you and me. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the season of Lent at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the season of Lent, LutheranPublicRadio.org.